Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Why, oh, why is Donald Trump, who I have always had a sort of a soft spot for, because I see him as a person who at least has done some good, particularly in this presidency, in terms of fighting wokeness and the tyranny of wokeness, why on earth is he suppressing the Epstein client list? I have to tell you, I have a good idea why. Have you seen Squid Game 3? Or indeed Squid Game 1? And that is what I want to talk about today. Why are they so blatantly lying about the Epstein client list? Before I do that, could you do me a favour? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on The Jolly Heretic on YouTube? Could you leave a like? Could you leave a comment? Smash the bell button, whatever. All these things, they really, really help. And could you subscribe on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff I can't put on YouTube, where I put in-person interviews, where I put films, where I put vlogs, and where, if you'd like what I do, you can support me for the cost of just a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, what's going on? As I said, yeah, I was a fan of MAGA, I was a fan of Trump from the beginning, from 2015, because he was shaking up this appalling, decadent, woke tyranny that only got even worse. And he's doing so particularly during this presidency. So, you know, I like Donald Trump, to be clear, for the people that watch my videos that are going to get upset and say that I'm being mean to Trump or whatever. I'm, you know, within certain boundaries, a fan. He has certainly made my life as a dissident researcher a lot easier by some of the things that he has done. But nevertheless, it has always been clear that there are Jeffrey Epstein client lists. Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, admitted there were Jeffrey Epstein client lists. Pam Bondi, the attorney general, stated that there was a Jeffrey Epstein client list. She had it on her desk and they were going through it and they were going to eventually release it once it had been sufficiently redacted. Cash said, I've seen the files. And Bondi said, it's on my desk. You know, there's a client, that it was very clear. She was asked about specifically about a client list, not about general papers about Epstein, but a client list. She said, it's on my desk. And we will release it. And suddenly, it's all covered up. And Trump campaigned on saying, we will release it. We will do this. And yet, suddenly, they're saying, oh no, actually, it was a suicide. You have the deputy director of the FBI, a man by the name of Bongino, saying, yeah, no, actually, it was a suicide after all. There's nothing suspicious. And now they're saying there's no client list. There's nothing to release. I mean, it's quite amazing. And interestingly, by the way, with regard to Epstein's suicide in 2020, apparently, even though he was on suicide watch, they cocked up the videos or something, or the footage was accidentally destroyed. And the guards just happened to be asleep at the exact moment that it happened. And then the footage they did release indicates that a minute is missing just before midnight on that footage, which makes one ask, well, what on earth? Why is there a minute missing other than that something untoward occurred, i.e. perhaps Epstein was taken out because he knew too much? It's quite amazing. And when Trump was asked about this, are you going to release the client list? He turned around and fobbed it off in the most unpersuasive, manipulative manner, saying, oh, there's so much going on. There's so many good things happening. There's this tragedy in Texas because of the floods. It's a desecration that you should ask about this. Highly manipulative behaviour. Highly surprising behaviour, actually, from him when this person's asking about the truth. When Trump's spokeswoman was asked about what the attorney, about the files, she said the attorney general was referring to the Epstein papers in general and not specifically to a client list. Well, that's obviously nonsense. I mean, what utterly unconvincing nonsense. And Dan Bongino, back before he was deputy director of the FBI, had stated that he thought that Epstein was an intelligence asset from the Middle East. Well, what country is that going to be other than Israel? You know, and, the implication would be that the Israelis, that it was the Israelis that this affects, and the Israelis took him out. Interestingly, as Sargon of Akkad has pointed out in his video on this, Robert Maxwell, a British politician, Jewish, and businessman, happened to commit suicide. Just suddenly fell off his boat. And he was known to be a Mossad asset. So what on earth is happening? And the conclusion that Sargon came to, and it seems not unreasonable, is that this client list implicates people that are high up, perhaps in the Israeli government, high up in Mossad, high up in that area of the world, and they have made it absolutely clear to American officials that if this list is released, then bad things are going to happen to you. Perhaps they have recently come across information in Israel indicating that someone particularly high up is implicated, which they didn't previously realise, because let's assume they have the list as well, if Epstein was an asset for Israel. So they've got the list, they've been going through it, and they've realised the problem, and therefore it has been intimated that to these people that, you know, you don't release the list, because if you do, then if you say anything other than it was just Ghislaine Maxwell getting people, procuring people for Epstein, then you will be killed, or your family will be killed, and it will be made to look like an accident. So that's one possibility. Another broader possibility, maybe even putting aside Israel, maybe you don't need Israel, is just that they've been through the list. They have found extremely high status and important people on there. And they've realised that the world can't cope with this. We're already in a situation where trust in authority, where trust in government, where trust in the elite is extremely low. They have brought this about by their lies in relation to the coup, by their lies in relation to group differences, by their lies in relation to all kinds of other things, by their lies in relation to issues of gender, which they've attempted to force upon people. And this has caused a tremendous backlash and a collapse in trust in the elite. And if you are the elite, then collapse in trust in you is extremely dangerous. And the elite are, to some extent, a separate class who interbreed with each other and have their own genetic interests. So it is very bad if this happens. And this could simply push people over the edge. So in much the same way that Nixon declared that he did not want it to become widely known that JFK had stolen the 1960 presidential election, because he thought the American people just can't cope with that. It will undermine trust in democracy, in the American system, in the presidency, in everything, and it will have appalling, unpredictable consequences. Perhaps this is what is going on. It would certainly make sense, considering just how elite the people were we know went to Epstein's island of underage abuse of underage girls, that this would happen. Now, a while ago, you'll find this on YouTube, I interviewed an eminent psychiatrist on my channel, Dr. Raj Paseau. And one of the things that we discussed is, why is it that there seems to be some evidence, anyway, of psychopathy, of nastiness, of, well, sexual perversion, shall we, among the elite? Why is it we get all these elite paedophiles that have come to our attention? Jimmy Savile, Rolf Harris, many other people. And the answer is that there is a difference between being eminent, even being upper class, and being super elite. What predicts eminence? High socioeconomic status, which is highly genetic, is intelligence and a pro-social personality. High agreeableness, so you learn easily. High conscientiousness, so you work hard. Relative, an optimum level of neuroticism, so you're incentivized to work hard. Open-mindedness, this is general factor of personality. This predicts socioeconomic status. To get to the very top, however, as it were, to be upper class rather than middle class, that's different. Those people are even more intelligent, often, but they are low in general factor of personality. They are high-functioning psychopaths, and high-functioning dark triad. So they are narcissistic, they are Machiavellian, they are psychopathic. So they are cutthroat, which helps them to get to the top. They are obsessed with power, which helps them to get to the top. They have an inflated sense that they're brilliant, so they can manipulate other people and persuade other people they're great, which helps them to get to the top. And that, because they're high in psychopathy, that is associated with low empathy, that is associated, often even, maybe they have a very high sex drive, because that would be associated with these kinds of traits, that you're obsessed with sex, that you're obsessed with your own gratification, that you're high in testosterone as well, which makes you have poor impulse control and be highly sexually focused. So there would be a degree to which the super elite would be dark triad, would be very unpleasant people. And therefore you would fully expect them, almost as it were, fast life history strategists, people adapted to an unstable, easy ecology in which you live fast and die young, and therefore you don't develop things like empathy and whatever, but you live fast. And that would make you perhaps even attracted to particularly young girls, because in that context, you're not attracted to, you're not going to invest in your offspring. You're not attracted to people that are genetically similar to you so that you can have children and nurture them. It's live fast, die young. It's pump and dump. It's being a psychopath. Those things all go together because psychopathy is high in those kinds of environments. And therefore, those kinds of people are going to be particularly attracted just to youth and beauty and girls. And indeed, perhaps to a great to extreme youth. Because extreme youth means you've got her at a young age and she's definitely not going to have had sex with anybody else. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why that would be the case. But the point is that these kinds of people will be high in entitlement, high in grandiosity, high in a sense that they can get whatever they want, low in empathy, and more likely to take risk because it's an unstable environment, so psychopathy is associated with risk. And so Raj argued that all these things will come together to mean that very high status people are more likely to be psychopathic and are more likely perhaps even to be sexually deviant in that respect and to commit sex crimes. That then imbricates things like Squid Game and that film with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, what's it called, is it Eyes Wide Shut, where you elite perversion, essentially, and an elite attitude that you can do whatever you like. And I strongly suspect that that is what has emerged, and they realise how damaging that would be, and thus, even in the most unconvincing way, they must do something to delay it coming out, do something to limit it coming out, do something, just do something, to get themselves some time, really, to work out what they're going to do before the truth will out. So I suspect this is happening because they are in panic mode because of something extremely dark. I'd be interested in your ideas in the comments. What do you think? Tally-ho, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?